Hello and welcome back to the A Forever Home Rescue Foundation podcast, where we are back after missing our first monthly podcast in 2.5 years in June. We had a great streak going. Sorry about that, but we had some computer issues here that have since been fixed, and we are ready to go. My name is David, and my daughter Lauren is not here. She is off having a great time at summer camp, and she will be back next month. In the meantime, we have a lot to catch up on. AFH is an all-breed dog rescue group serving the D.C. metro area, and you can find us online at www.aforeverhome.org, and you can find links to all of our social media outlets at the website. We hope you enjoyed part two of our Fostering 101 series in May, our interview with super AFH foster Annette Anderson. If you missed it, you can find it on our website, again, www.aforeverhome.org. This month, we're going to review Casino Night and say thanks to the Petco Foundation for a recent generous gift, let you know about an interesting opportunity from the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, talk about the Zika virus and what it means for dogs, meet our dog of the month, Charlie the Lab, and review some upcoming AFH and DC regional dog events. So away we go. Our Casino Night fundraiser in May was another outstanding success, raising $21,000 for AFH and our ongoing goal of securing a headquarters building. You've heard me say this many times, but Casino Night is such a great event, another big crowd this year, and the games are so much fun in a low-pressure environment, perfect for beginners. So if you've never played blackjack or roulette or any of the other games before, you get instruction, no one's taking it too seriously, it's all a lot of fun. And the raffle prizes just get better and better. The anticipation and excitement for the drawing of the big prizes at the end of the night, including a 5-night Caribbean vacation, was really dramatic. Mark your calendars now for next May. It is a must-go event. As followers of the podcast know, Petco is a great partner of AFH. We hold our weekly adoption events at the Petco and Greenbrier Town Center. And recently, the Petco Foundation gave AFH a $10,000 gift to help with some extraordinary vet expenses. This support is greatly appreciated, and it helps make it possible for us to care for as many animals as possible. So a big thank you to the Petco Foundation. And speaking of support, the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, ASPCA, has initiated a very interesting campaign. It provides AFH a chance to win a $150,000 grant prize. That is right. You heard that correctly. $150,000. In celebration of its 150th anniversary, ASPCA is asking people to dedicate 15 minutes to help complete 150,000 actions for animals in 150 days. Go to www.aspca.org/150days for more information and to sign up. And don't forget to list AFH as your rescue of choice and mention all the great things we do during the year. And you can find summaries of all the information I've just gone over at our website, again, www.aforeverhome.org. We have heard a great deal about the Zika virus this year, and with summer underway and the upcoming Olympics in Rio, we'll be hearing a lot more about it. The basics are this: Zika is a mosquito-borne virus with similarities to dengue and chikungunya. For most people infected with Zika, the symptoms are mild and include fever, rash, and joint pain that lasts about a week. Zika can be sexually transmitted, and the real concern is for pregnant women, as Zika is linked to a birth defect called microcephaly in newborn babies. And this means they're born with smaller heads and developmental disabilities. It is very sad, as I'm sure you've seen information about this. The key to prevention is to avoid mosquito bites, and prevention efforts focus on mosquito eradication, including removing standing water from around your home. Now, at this time, Zika does not appear to be a problem for dogs and other animals. Zika has not been found to be transmitted to humans through contact with dogs, and there have been no cases of dogs or other pets contracting Zika. So for now, dogs are not at risk for Zika, but continue to follow developments, as we will undoubtedly be learning more about this virus as more testing is done. Quick thanks to the Centers for Disease Control and PetMD for this information. And moving on now to our dog of the month, Charlie the Lab. Charlie is a 7-year-old Labrador Retriever mix. male, and he is ready and waiting to find his forever home. He is a joy to be around, in good health, and he loves to play and to be loved. He's very well-mannered, gets along with kids, cats, and other dogs. He is house-trained. He is loves to play catch and fetch and toys, loves baseball. He's just ready to go. He's the full package, ready to find his forever home. You can find pictures of Charlie and this write-up on page 2 of the available dogs section of our website, and that is under the Our Pets tab on the homepage. So again, Charlie, while a little older, he's ready to go. Gets along great with his foster mom. He's a joy to be with. And like I said, he's house-trained, gets along well with everybody. He's tailor-made for a nice family right now. So please do check Charlie out. Are you interested in adopting a dog or getting more involved in AFH? Well, the best way to do it is to come to find out more about AFH and to see our available dogs is to come see them in person at our regular weekly adoption event, generally held on Sundays from 1 to 4 at the Petco and Greenbrier Town Center, 13053 Lee Jackson Memorial Highway, Route 50, just west of the intersection with the Fairfax County Parkway. Again, you get to meet volunteers, you get to see a lot of the dogs that are available for adoption. We always need help at these events. Great way to plug yourself into AFH, so please, please do check us out. One other local event to let you know about coming up, it's a ways off, but September 2nd at the Potomac Nationals Ballpark, the P-Nats, our single-A Washington Nationals affiliate, will be having Bark at the Park night, and that's a fun, a great night. You can bring your dog. There's a parade of dogs before the game. It's also Floppy Hat night, so first 1,000 people in the gate get a floppy hat. And a few other things going on, but that's a lot of fun. On that note, we will get out of here for the month. Thank you very much for listening, and it is good to be back. Lauren will be back next month with Tales from Camp. And again, check us out on all of our social media outlets. Beat the heat, stay cool. We'll see you in August.